You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
It happens to millions of Americans every year. They overlook or underestimate a major expense in retirement. And in many cases, it's too late to do anything about it. Now they're forced to make a tough decision, severely cut back on their lifestyle in retirement, or unfortunately have to start looking for a job. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. This is the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, and thank you so much for joining us. According to The Motley Fool, all it takes is one major life-shattering event in retirement, just one, to drain your budget. Your healthcare takes a turn for the worse. You have to pick up a big expense for a child or even a parent, or higher than expected taxes are eating your IRA and 401k alive. Whatever it is, any unexpected or overlooked expenses at this stage of the game could have grave financial consequences for your retirement. So coming up on today's show, we're going to discuss six often overlooked expenses in retirement that could decimate your savings, including why taxes could be higher in retirement than you think, what you should really budget for healthcare and long-term care in retirement, plus what Business Insider is calling one of the biggest threats to an investor's nest egg right now. So Keith, Matt, welcome to the show, and thank again everyone for joining us. And let's get right into it. We see one of the biggest expenses, and we've talked about this isn't breaking news, but it's so true. We want everyone to, like, we don't want to keep hitting everyone on the head with the same message, but I think this is that important that if you're still not doing anything about it, it's time to act. In that the onslaught of unexpected taxes that can hit anyone in retirement, Matt.
Well, and just think in terms of, you know, or just ask yourself, all the, you know, people that are listening, whether they're, you know, driving around or in their kitchen or whatever that may be. I mean, how much have you planned for taxes? I know, I'm sure people obviously just, you know, they're filing their taxes now, and they have their taxes prepared by a CPA, you know, assuming, of course. But I mean, how much do you plan for it? Like, when you think about retirement, do you say, okay, all right, well, I'm going to spend this, but are you, you know, factoring in taxes? And how much taxes are you factoring in? I mean, you know, we talk about the, you know, sort of the unexpected taxes. Well, that's also, you know, under the assumption, of course, is that not only are where taxes are now, but also where they could go in the future. I mean, that's the type of thing that you need to automatically be thinking of if you're not doing it already.
And Keith, we all know that when most Americans just file and prepare their taxes every year with their accountant, right? But when you do that, you're just reporting history. When people really want to save taxes in retirement, they want to look forward, not backwards. And that's true tax planning.
And you always call it, you know, on the show, window of opportunity, right?
Definitely a window of opportunity.
Ever since this new tax code got put into place a few years back, we've seen the tax rates on most folks come down. Even though they still complain about how much taxes they are paying, we've seen that come down. And actually, it's pretty interesting because I think this validates a little bit what we talk about in regards to that window of opportunity. CNBC stated in an article, your marginal tax rate could jump as much as 46% when this Trump tax code expires. So think about that.
That's crazy.
You could do something now, or wait for that train to run you over on the tracks. And that's why tax planning, not tax preparation, is so important.
Well, and just to go back to that, I mean, just historically speaking, and I remember, you know, when we still do share it in our, you know, in our live events when we could do, and also our webinars about what the tax rates used to be.
It's crazy.
You know, and there were, you know, the highest tax brackets used to be as high as 90%. Now, I just want to show or remind people about when that was. Now, that was coming off of World War II. All right. And so we just sort of declared war on this pandemic, and we've been borrowing and borrowing and borrowing to fight, you know, COVID, rightly so. Well, okay, if this was a war, at least spending wise, if we had a war on COVID, then if history repeats itself, then what's going to happen after the war ends? You're going to see much higher interest rates, and kind of back to what Keith was mentioning.
And I know Keith has some good stats in terms of like why we think taxes are going up in the future. But before I get to that, I think it's kind of a cool definition. It's through, and I found it on Investopedia, so take it for what it's worth, but it's kind of a cool definition. It says, tax planning is the analysis of finances from a tax perspective with the purpose of ensuring maximum tax efficiency. Considerations of tax planning include timing of income, size, timing of purchases, and planning for expenditures. Tax planning strategies can include saving for retirement in an IRA or engaging in tax gain loss harvesting. And so right now, we talked about, Keith, it feels, when you pay taxes right now, it feels like taxes are high. Like anytime someone writes a check to the IRS, it feels like it's a lot.
Absolutely.
I don't care who you are. But if you look historically, the window that we have right now of where taxes are and the evidence Keith's going to give you of where they're going is incredible.
Well, it's interesting because you have this conversation time after time. So, you know, I actually had this conversation 2 weeks ago with a new person that came in to visit us. They heard us on our radio show, and they wanted to start to put together a plan. And they believed that in the future, they would be, you know, in a lesser tax bracket or being paying less in taxes. But that may not be the case according to Forbes, you know. We're always led to believe that when we retire, we will be in a lower tax bracket. But again, Congress sets the tax bracket. And like you just said, we are at a very, if not all-time low. So some things to think about as that could potentially lead to higher taxes. One, the Trump tax code expiring, unless they, you know, redo that. That is guaranteed to make them go up. But you also have to think about what we just went through and where we were last year. The federal deficit at the end of last year was $23 trillion. In March, we just added another three, and they're thinking about adding more. So where are they going to get that money first, right? Also, you have to think about that interest rates are extremely low. As interest rates start to go up, that's going to have some effect, potentially impact inflation, things like that as well. You also have to realize Social Security and Medicare costs are going up. So, you know, you have to be prepared to pay more for Medicare, for, you know, and be maybe prepared to get a little bit less from Social Security as they expect the funds to run out in 2037. So where are they going to get the money to fund Social Security, keep Medicare affordable, to pay this debt down? The big word, in my opinion, I think all of our opinion, is taxes.
And the crazy thing is, you know how many people come into our office and say, my advisor never talks to me about taxes. So if you're listening right now, do you have an IRA? Do you have a 401k? I know you want to think about that as being your money, your account, but it's really a joint account between you and the IRS. And if you don't take advantage of some of the defensive tax planning strategies now, your retirement savings could end up being a fraction of what they are today. We've talked about this today and many times before. Learn how you could potentially save a good chunk of money in taxes when you retire with our complimentary customized retirement tax analysis. This free analysis will show you the defensive tax planning strategies that could, you know, everyone's situation's different, but it could potentially help you save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars within your 401k, IRA, pension, and other tax-deferred retirement accounts. Some advisory firms may charge thousands of dollars for this customized analysis. We're going to cover 100% of the cost for those who call from today's show. The strategies that we use, or these specific strategies, are best suited for people who have saved more than $250,000. But if you've saved high six figures, seven figures, or even eight figures, the savings and taxes could be even that much more substantial. To get your complimentary analysis, call 508-952-6316. Do yourself a favor. If you're seriously interested in how you could possibly save more money in taxes, don't wait. The tax code could change. It could take an act of Congress. Right now, it's supposed to change in 2025, but who knows what's going to happen with the upcoming election? Call right now, because we only have a handful of slots for these appointments every week, and our calendars do fill up pretty quickly for the advisors here at SHP. Learn again how you could save some money in taxes when you retire with our complimentary retirement tax analysis by calling 508-952-6316. Again, 508-952-6316.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. What's one of the biggest and potentially most damaging financial myths? Tax day. Why? Because you're paying taxes every day. And if you don't have a tax minimization strategy in place for the other 364 days a year, you could be paying too much. At SHP Financial, every retirement plan we create is designed to help you keep more of what you have, because we understand how important your retirement income is. We'll guide you through our comprehensive five-step retirement roadmap planning process that not only takes your income, investments, healthcare, and legacy planning into account, but also your taxes. We have numerous strategies designed to help you minimize your taxes all year long, so you keep more of your money. It all starts with a conversation. Call us at 800-227-7777 to learn how we may be able to help you keep more of your retirement income. Or visit us online at shpfinancial.com. If you could retire sooner, why wouldn't you? The professionals at SHP Financial focus on smart planning and execution. Their team is dedicated to helping you retire successfully while maintaining your current lifestyle. You can get started today by requesting a free audio version of their Retirement Roadmap book by texting SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000. Listen on the go, at the gym, or while you work. SHP's Retirement Roadmap book shows you how to create a comprehensive retirement plan focusing on five critical areas of your financial life: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. Right now, you can get your free audio version of SHP's book by texting SHP to 21000. Just text SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000 to start listening and preparing for your retirement roadmap journey. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
We want to welcome back attorney Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning. How are you today, Keith?
Great, Derek. Thanks for having me here. Appreciate it.
Always good to have you. And I think this is an important segment for all the listeners because we're talking about some specific things in 2020 from an estate planning opportunity that you really want to consider within your overall plan. Things that we're doing with our clients, things that Keith's doing with clients. And as we talk about many, many times, the SHP retirement roadmap, right? And we know it's five individual plans that make up one holistic plan to get you to and through retirement. And that's one of the things that I think differentiates us from a lot of other firms is that we have a lot of firms, you go, you pick investments, here's your bonds, stocks, annuities, see you once a year, you made money, you lost money, that's the relationship. Investing money is important, but that's one piece of the puzzle. You have to know about where your income's going to come from. You have to know how to reduce taxes on your withdrawals in the future. You have to know healthcare planning costs. You also have to know have an estate plan. And all that has to be coordinated together. And so from a foundational standpoint, we all know an estate plan is there to, number one, carry out the wishes of assets that you've saved up for the next generation or charities you care most about. Also included in there are certain directives, like what to do if you're sick, if you need healthcare proxies, power of attorneys. But in addition to that, I know Keith McManus and his team, they're always up to date on new planning opportunities. So what are some things that we're seeing for 2020?
So Derek, 2020 right now is the perfect storm of planning right now. We're having a variety of different inputs that are giving clients just a tremendous planning opportunity that I don't think is going to be replicated for a long time. If you think about it right now, we've got record low interest rates.
Yep.
We've got depreciated asset values. We've got record high exemption amounts on the federal and capital gains estate tax rates and all of those things. And we've got a very permissive tax environment at the moment in 2020.
That's another, as I say, taxes are on sale.
Yes.
And so, they're probably not going to be at this level for too long.
So right now, I call that the perfect storm. I don't know when the next time is all the stars are going to align like this. If someone's been putting off estate planning or financial planning, now's the time to do it and coordinate these efforts between our office and your office. I think would be ideal. I mean, think about just the opportunities now to deal with highly appreciated assets that have a current depreciated value.
What's an example of that?
So let's say, for example, that someone has a second home or an investment property or an investment portfolio with, you know, that they want to try and get out of their estate. They want to try and make a transfer. We may want to look at strategies to make that transfer now that the actual market value of that portfolio is much, much lower, especially if this person thinks that in due course, in a year, 2 years, whenever, that the values are going to increase. So in other words, if I want to make a gift to you in plain English, let's say
I want to.
Okay, that's a topic. That's a whole other topic.
Okay.
But let's say I'm making a gift and I say, you know what? I want to really take this highly appreciated set of assets here or business. I take my business that I've been working on for years and it's gone up in value, or this portfolio that's gone up, and I want to give it to my loved ones. Wouldn't it make sense to make that gift at a cut rate when the market value is much, much lower than doing it at other economic times when the portfolio values are much higher?
Sure.
Because of things like the transfer tax, gift tax rates, and all of those things. You're able to use trusts strategically to take advantage of this. You're able to use trusts strategically to transfer family businesses and highly appreciated portfolios. And the best time to do it's not when the market's rocking and rolling and everything's at the maximum value, it's when it's low. I'd think that there'd also be an opportunity in theory to do things like Roth conversions.
We talk about that all the time.
I mean, if you're going to do a Roth conversion, do it when the market's getting beaten up, right?
We did a ton of that back in March and April. Obviously, we didn't know it was going to recover at, you know, the next couple months, but that was a perfect time because everything was so low. Those are conversations, you know, not only can we pay taxes at a lower rate than where they're going to be in the future, but you can experience the potential recovery tax-free,
right,
as opposed to paying additional taxes on that growth like you would in an IRA, a traditional IRA.
And let's say that you even have a client who's pessimistic about it, and they say, yeah, you know, I'm not sure when stuff's going to recover. I think it's going to be 10 years before it recovers, Derek. You can say to them, okay, well, you know, 10 years is a reasonable amount of time for recovery if that's your outlook. But maybe this person is at an older age and they want that 10-year period to occur in their child's life or their grandchild's life. You know, they're going to have a longer life expectancy than that client because they're going to be that much younger. So why not transfer the asset to that younger generation now? And they can sit back and wait out the 10 years more comfortably than someone who's older.
Exactly.
You know, why not take advantage of that now as opposed to doing those kind of transfers, you know, maybe in December or January when you don't know what's going to be going on?
Keith, a lot of the people that we work with and a lot of the families that we serve, since we started in 2003, I know you started in the 90s,
96,
right?
Yeah.
96.
Yeah.
I was in kindergarten. No, I'm just kidding.
24 years of doing this. I love it, though.
Yeah, we started in 2003. And so between our firm and your firm, we've been going at it quite a while.
Long time.
And I think it's so important to have, you know, a lot of this sounds like, oh, it's a lot of detail. It's a lot of information about trusts and estates. But the thing is that the whole concept is these are the things we're always on the lookout for.
Right.
Because this is something that if I'm in your shoes and you're listening to this show, if you love to do all this, perfect. You don't need us.
Yeah.
But a lot of people listening say, that's the last thing I want to do about is worry about gift exemptions. I want to be traveling. I want to be on the beach and relaxing. I don't want to have to worry about that. So they'll rely on a firm like ours and yours to work in unison for their benefit. And always be on the lookout, because there's things that occur in 2020 and that are going to be different in 2021 that are much different than 2010, right?
Right, absolutely, Derek. So a couple good takeaways. Number one, you don't have to be a multimillionaire to do this stuff.
Yep.
Number two, you don't have to be a super expert if you're the client, because that's our job. You and I and our teams, we're supposed to figure this stuff out for these folks. They just present it to us. We're going to give you options. And we're both fiduciaries in different capacities as an attorney, an attorney-client relationship. You've got a fiduciary relationship.
Sure.
And so we're going to figure this stuff out no matter how complicated it is. But please understand, there's a limited window right now where we've got all the best opportunities at our fingertips. We have no idea what's going to come about with the presidential election, with other elections that are going to come about. We don't know who's going to be pulling what levers and buttons. And we don't know what's going to happen based upon that on taxes or laws. So right now, we have a great opportunity for people. We have no idea if that opportunity is going to be in place in future years.
Sure.
But we want to stay on top of it and at least present those options to people.
And whether you might be listening and you might understand every single detail we're talking about, or you might say, this is stuff, I do have businesses, I do have assets, I do have money that I'm concerned about this, but I don't understand all this. That's fine. This is what we do is you, when you come in, we just ask, what do you do for work? What are your goals? What are you trying to do? Look at your situation and then present the best options that we can do for you. And you know what? It doesn't just, here you go, here's your plan, set it and forget it. We update and change accordingly each year as we move forward as necessary. And 2020 just happens to present some really good opportunities. So don't procrastinate. Take advantage of the opportunities. Two things you can do. Number one, you can get some information on estate planning by going to Keith's website, which is capecodestateplanning.com. Or one of the things you can do is also schedule a review, either a 15-minute phone call, a Zoom review, or an in-person meeting with our team here at SHP and Attorney McManus to get started on building your own plan, your own retirement roadmap. The number to do so, 508-952-6316. Again, 508-952-6316. Up next, how much did you plan on spending on healthcare or long-term care in retirement? We have the latest projections, and it's not pretty. Also, there's a major cost that Americans fail to account for when they retire. And according to the Motley Fool, it could cost you $138,000. After the break, myself, Keith, and Matt will share with you some of these issues and continue talking about these top six often overlooked expenses in retirement that could decimate your savings.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to think of this as being your money, right? But it's really a joint account between you and the IRS. And once you pay taxes on these accounts, your savings could be a fraction of what they are today. Learn how you could reduce the taxes with your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax analysis from SHP Financial in Boston, who's been featured in Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. If you've saved at least $250,000, schedule your free analysis now by calling 508-618-5149. Saving money on taxes means more money to spend in retirement. Call 508-618-5149. 508-618-5149.
When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review, or visit them online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
If you get hit with an unexpected expense when you're still working, chances are you'll recover because you're still getting a paycheck. But if you get blindsided with a big expense when you're retired, that's a totally different story. It could force you back to work or put a serious dent in your lifestyle in retirement. Welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show with SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And today we've been talking about six often overlooked expenses in retirement that could decimate your savings. And coming up on this segment, how much you really need to budget for healthcare and long-term care in retirement. We'll share the latest projections, and it's not pretty, folks. Plus, an expensive habit. Yep, you heard it here. An expensive habit is living longer. All right, so last segment, Matt, we talked about expense.
You wouldn't think that'd be a bad one, huh?
Yeah, that's a pretty good habit, right? Yeah. You do all these good habits to live longer.
All this healthy stuff, you know, active lifestyles.
And now we're hearing that that's a bad habit is to live longer, right? Expensive habit, sorry.
Yeah, right.
So expense number one we talked about a few segments back was the taxes in retirement and dealing with that. Expense number two, Matt, the skyrocketing costs of healthcare and long-term care.
Oh, absolutely. I think most people are aware of taxes, you know, and we hit that note a lot, rightly so. But I think that when it comes to healthcare, with taxes, I think people, you know, think that they're, you know, trying to take action forward and whatnot. But sometimes I feel like that healthcare, like the skyrocketing cost of healthcare, I think people are aware of it, but rarely do they take options. Because I think that they, whether it's, you know, lack of knowledge of things like health savings accounts, or figure they just kind of throw their hands up and say, hey, what can you do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like you want to plan for it, but there's so much. It's such an unknown because, God willing, you don't get sick and need as much care in retirement, you know, but the inevitable numbers point elsewhere.
Well, absolutely. So here's the deal, right? According to NASDAQ, when planning for retirement, fewer than one-third of Americans are taking the costs of healthcare into account. So sadly, if you're among the minority people considering how to cover your medical expenses in your later years, you can find yourself facing dire financial consequences as healthcare could cost you a fortune. I mean, think about it this way, like, and actually the employment benefit research put the number at it, saying that a 65-year-old man would need $130,000 to have a 90% chance of having enough savings just to cover medical costs. Again, talking $130,000, a female about $146,000, and then a senior couple $325,000. So it's like, I think people know, again, it's going to be this big thing, but what type of steps are they taking? What type of plan do you have? And that's why I love the fact that we have healthcare planning as part of what we do with the, you know, the allies and the people that we work with. But these are real numbers that you have to account for and are going to make a big difference in your retirement.
Well, figure long-term care is over $100,000 a year, right, for nursing homes, and probably even a lot more than that in Massachusetts and in our area. But that's part of the retirement roadmap, right? The SHP retirement roadmap. It's looking at it's not going to your advice. When people come to us for guidance and our clients work with us all these years, it's not, when we opened the doors in 2003, it's not, hey, what's your best portfolio and stock tip? It's about having an income investment plan, tax plan, healthcare plan, and legacy plan for you all under one roof. And Keith, the other expense we saw is living longer than you expected, right? It's an expensive habit of living a long time.
I mean, we talk about it all the time as part of our income planning strategies. We want to make sure that you have income that lasts as long as you do, that's accounted for with inflation, but also protects you against longevity risk. And you're right. I mean, we're seeing more and more centurions on the, you know, there's over 500,000 centurions now. So that means people are living longer and longer, which means there's more and more expenses. So for couples who reach age 65, there's a 50% chance that one partner will live to 92, and then a 25% chance on top of that one will live past the age of 96. That's 31 years of retirement. Think about that. That's a long time to carry expenditures, rising costs, healthcare. So it really is, you know, almost like a snowball or a compound effect.
Yep.
It's great that you're living longer, but the problem is that you're carrying on all these ongoing costs, but those costs aren't staying stagnant. They're actually going up. And it's funny because a lot of times when clients or when people come in and visit with us, they're like, you know, I want to get X number of dollars from the age of 65 to 85, because then that's it. I'm checking out. We're done. And I'm like, okay, well, where's the expiration date on the back of your birth certificate? We got to plan for the long run here, because we notice that. And we know that people are living longer.
And just to share, I know this might be a little bit personal, Keith, but how old is your uncle?
He is 93.
93 years old. Love that man.
What's his name?
Uncle Herb.
Oh, awesome.
Love it.
He's a, yeah. Both my grandmothers, one was 94, the other one was 90.
Oh,
so,
man.
So, I mean, there's just, you know, you can see it in my family.
Yeah, I was like, you better be planning, my friend.
So that's it. I mean, it's funny because I bring these stories in with my clients and say, look, I know you're only expecting to do things to 80, 85 years old. But my grandmother was go, go, go till the day she passed at 90. So, you know, life doesn't end at 85.
And
you have
to plan for it now, not the further you get down the road without planning. And Matt, we can't do this on air, but we have that chart that we show you. You can make up for mistakes early on a lot easier than you can down the road when it's too late. So these are things you have to jump on now. And as we move forward here, there's also, when we think about, you know, people that overlook or underestimate a lot of expenses in retirement, you know, whatever it is, whatever you're unexpected, you know, whether it's taxes or whether it's taking, you know, healthcare taking a turn for the worse, there could be a grave financial consequences for any unexpected or overlooked expenses at this stage of the game, right? And so the Motley Fool says investment fees and expenses could cost the average investor $138,000. And that's only if you have a certain amount of money. The more you have, the more it could cost you. So one of the expenses that we look at as expense number four is overlooked investment fees, expenses, and penalties, Matt.
No, absolutely. I mean, and think of that number. I mean, that number is high, to say the least. I mean, $138,000, again, according to the Motley Fool, which published the article just recently or last October, 2019. And so the whole idea is that you need to know what you're paying. You know, if you are receiving financial advice, what are you paying for that investment fee? And secondly, what type of value are you getting back? You know, are you just getting a portfolio or are you getting tax planning? Are you getting some of the healthcare planning, you know, things that we've been talking about earlier? But you need to know what you're paying because certainly over time, that can really add up. And that's sort of what that quote was of that $138,000. So you have these investment fees that you need to be aware of. And sometimes they're also hiding within 401ks and things like that, too. So you really have to be aware of what sort of like wrap fees or what type of thing that you're paying over and above the internal costs. Because that's the other part, too. And we really focus a lot on some of the internal costs. And, you know, things like mutual funds are great, you know, because people who have, you know, $50 or $100 or $500 can generally invest in a lot of the mutual funds that are available. But usually these mutual funds can have very, very high, what are called expense ratios or internal expenses. And so if, you know, and let me compare that to much lower cost, what are called ETFs or exchange traded funds, where their expenses are, their internal expenses, I'm sorry, are a whole lot less. So you have these investment fees and internal expenses that you really need to be aware of about what's inside there. And so, and then the last part of it, you know, again, fees, expenses, and then it's just penalties. You know, there are penalties applied to you so if you don't withdraw correctly. So, for example, on the required minimum distribution, you know, most people kind of are aware that at the age of 72, you have to take out, a certain amount from your IRAs on an annual basis. However, that one of the steepest penalties that the IRS levies is if you do not take out your RMD, which is a tax penalty of 50%. So, for example, if your RMD is $40,000 and you fail to take it, the IRS will levy a penalty of $20,000. Again, up to 50%, the steepest penalty of the IRS. So, go ahead, Derek.
I think Matt, you're right though. It's really about what you're paying. And also what you're getting for that advice, right? We have people coming into our office paying 1.5-2%, and they don't have a tax plan. They have no health care plan. It's all they have is a pile of investments. And so you want to know what you're paying, but you obviously want to know what you are getting for the amount of fees you're paying, number one, to your advisor, or if you even have mutual funds or funds, what is the total cost of your relationship? It's important to know. Let me ask you a question. Are you the type of person who takes action in time of crisis or uncertainty? Or are you the type of person who is more likely to freeze in a panic? There will be significant financial consequences as a result of this pandemic, especially for people who are within 5 years of retiring. Some of these issues are obvious today, and some will surface in the next few months and years to come. For example, will the trillions of dollars in government stimulus we've been talking about on today's show, will that trigger higher taxes just as you're retiring? And your Social Security benefits, are they now in danger? And how will you generate income with interest rates next to 0%? If you're the type of person who thinks that in a time of crisis or uncertainty that you shouldn't panic and you should take action, then here's what I suggest you do. Let's have a conversation just to be sure you have all your bases covered. Better to have a conversation now than to wait or do nothing at all. Many issues can usually be resolved with a meeting or a simple phone call. So if you have questions about your IRA, 401k, pension, or other tax-deferred accounts, if you have questions about taxes, RMDs, Social Security, generating income, Medicare, whatever it is, call us and book a visit with our team now. It won't cost you a dime, and there's no obligation. When you schedule the meeting, one of our team members will call you and find out the best time for you to meet, as well as the best office, whether it's Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, or Hyannis, or Braintree, to meet with our team. The number is 508-952-6316. Again, 508-952-6316. Coming up in our next segment was what Business Insider is calling one of the biggest threats to an investor's next nest egg today. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. To say the stock market has been like a roller coaster lately is an understatement. And if you feel like you've dodged a bullet now that the market is on an upswing, think again. SHP Financial is in business for times like these, and especially for those nearing or in retirement. We help our clients reduce their risk from market declines by focusing on asset protection, steady income, and ultimately their quality of life. So if you feel more confident about a substantial decline in the market than you do about your own retirement plan, call us at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777 for your complimentary retirement roadmap review, or visit us online at shpfinancial.com. Our goal is to find solutions that help our clients to retire with confidence.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
According to The Motley Fool, all it takes is one major life-shattering event in retirement to drain your budget. Your healthcare takes a turn for the worse. You have to pick up a big expense for a child or a parent, or higher than expected taxes are eating your IRA and 401k alive. Suddenly, you have to make serious adjustments to your lifestyle just to make ends meet. Or worse yet, you might even be scrambling to find a job. Hopefully that's not the case, but these are the things we have to plan for. Welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show with Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. Today we've been talking about six often overlooked expenses in retirement that could decimate your savings. And on this segment, why Business Insider is calling inflation one of the biggest threats to an investor's nest egg, plus the financial dangers that come with unexpected expenses. So, Keith, we're going to go to expense number five, right? So we've gone through four of them. The fifth one is retirement silent killer, inflation.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those costs that you, when you build an income plan, you have to account for cost of living. We haven't seen it in a while. There hasn't been too much inflation, but with the way we're printing money now, especially, you know, with the recent actions by the Fed, you have to believe that we are going to see some type of spike in inflation. And who does that affect the most? It affects those on a fixed income or on a fixed budget, and those are typically the retirees. So let's say, for instance, you need $8,000 a month to live on, and all of a sudden that $8,000 goes to $9,000 because of inflation, and you're pulling it out of a retirement account. Think about that. Think about the rate of inflation going up and then taxes potentially going up.
Right.
That's two negative headwinds coming right at you, which then goes back to our last segment. What are retirees fear the most? Running out of money in retirement? Well,
that's why.
There you go.
Right.
So inflation is something that needs to be accounted for when you're building a retirement plan. It's something that needs to be taken seriously.
And Matt, and when people come into our office and our clients that we sit down with each and every year, as you know, our clients have a portal that they log on to. They can see their assets, they can see their plan, they can see their tax plan, income plan, their entire retirement roadmap. And a lot of times they'll say, well, I only need $100,000 to live. How come when I'm 85, it shows me needing $185,000? Well, there it is, inflation, right? And if you're not dealing with it, if you don't have a plan for it, it can come up and get you pretty good down the road.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, I'm not sure how often you guys do it too, but I think one of the beauty of the planning aspect of what we do is that all the different what-if scenarios.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and occasionally I'll show people a what-if scenario because, you know, a lot of our clients remember card year inflation, you know, about, and as, you know, Keith, as you were saying, like what could potentially happen with all the printing of the money that has been happening. You know, so let's just, okay, right now we normally say 2.5 or 3% is our normal kind of benchmark for inflation. But what if it went to 5? What if it went to 7? And I think you should know that. You should obviously account for it, just to pick a normal number, but then also see what a what if scenario can do and how bad, you know, inflation might be to your retirement.
How is it going to change your life?
Right.
You're going to have to.
Right.
And just, oh, go ahead.
I was going to use that as an unexpected kind of thing to talk about sort of, you know, expenses number 6. So sorry to kind of do the own little segue there. But think of it this way. You know, the number 6 where we're talking about, Derek, stealing a little bit of your thunder, but it was just the idea of like emergencies and unexpected life events.
Yep.
And so I was almost kind of using it and say, like, okay, let's just say, you know, I mean, life is full of surprises, right? So it could be inflation kind of going, you know, crazy. It could be a pandemic in 2020. But it could be also just normal things, like normal, but also scary things like family emergencies or weddings, disability. And another one we pointed out too is caregiving responsibilities. You know, sometimes our clients fall into what's called the sandwich generation where, you know, caring for elderly parents has sort of caught a few of them off guard. It's like there's a knowledge gap sometimes between what parents have and what their kids think they have. So sometimes, you know, our clients have had to kind of dig into their own pockets to pay for, you know, their parents' care. And what about things like home repairs, you know, car repairs, replacements? You know, have you planned for all of these things, some, again, expected and some unexpected? I mean, these are just the events that kind of happen to your individual life, but there's a whole bunch of other things, too.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much out there. And these are things that, when it comes to planning, if you look at the retirement roadmap, right, and this mm-hmm. is why we do what we do, and this is why we've been doing this since 2003, since the three of us started the firm. When you look at planning, it's so much more than just a portfolio, right? And if you think about what we talked about today, right? We talked about the 6 often overlooked expenses, right? Now, this has nothing to do with a portfolio. Maybe some of it does,
mm-hmm.
but we had expense number 1, the unexpected, the potential tax impact, what taxes will do in the future. We talked about number 2, the expense of the skyrocketing healthcare and long-term care. Expense number 3, we talked about living longer than expected and having a plan to cover that. Expense number 4, overlooked investment fees and expenses, right? Investment risk, or expense number 5, inflation, which we call the retirement silent killer. And then expense number 6, emergencies and unexpected life events, whether it's market corrections or things that happen in your life. And that's why when we look at the retirement roadmap that we create here at SHP Financial, think about all those concerns. Well, if you just have a portfolio, does that address all those concerns? No. But if you have a portfolio or an investment plan, but you also have an income plan, you have a tax plan, tax strategy, a strategy to attack healthcare and long-term care, estate planning, that is a full plan. That's a holistic plan. And when we sit, most people that come to us for the first time, for that first meeting and take that leap of faith, they say, you know what, my whole life, no one ever talked to me about these other areas. It was just about having a portfolio. But now hopefully you see the difference of what it means to have a plan versus just a portfolio. Today we've been talking about 6 often overlooked expenses in retirement that could decimate your savings. And the biggest one will likely be taxes. If you've been a good saver, unfortunately our system punishes folks like you. And you can get clobbered by taxes when you retire. I'm talking about taxes when you withdraw money from your IRA and 401k. We're talking about taxes on your Social Security benefits, taxes on your investment income, and more. The money in your IRA and 401k could be a fraction of what it is today unless you take steps to protect yourself and defend yourself now. The good news is there are ways you could dramatically reduce or eliminate the taxes on your retirement accounts. And we want to show you what these are with a free customized retirement tax analysis. This is a customized analysis that shows you the defensive tax planning strategies that could help you save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now you might expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for this analysis because it's customized to you, We're going to cover 100% of the cost just for the listeners who call us today. If you've saved at least $250,000, call to schedule this free analysis right now at 508-952-6316. If you're serious about saving money in taxes when you retire, don't wait, call right now, because we have a handful of slots for these appointments each week and our calendars fill up pretty quickly from the show. So to schedule your free analysis, call right now, 508-952-6316. That's 508-952-6316. Stay tuned for our retirement roadmap recap. We're going to leave you with our top few takeaways from today's show as we looked at the six often overlooked expenses in retirement. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to think of this as being your money, right? But it's really a joint account between you and the IRS. And once you pay taxes on these accounts, your savings could be a fraction of what they are today. Learn how you could reduce the taxes with your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax analysis from SHP Financial in Boston, who's been featured in Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. If you've saved at least $250,000, schedule your free analysis now by calling 508-618-5149. Saving money on taxes means more money to spend in retirement. Call 508-618-5149. 508-618-5149.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So on this show, myself, Keith, and Matt talked about six really important expenses that have to be accounted for in retirement, from taxes to long-term care to living long in retirement to overlooked expenses and investment fees to inflation and finally to emergencies and unexpected life events. True planning looks at all these areas under one plan. And if you missed part of the show and you want to go back and listen to this again, or you missed a segment or two, this is important. This is your retirement. So however you listen to your podcasts, just go to that station or that channel, type in SHP Financial. You'll find our podcast there. You can hear this show and past shows. In addition, you can go to our website and get our radio shows there at shpfinancial.com. So I'm going to start with you, Keith. Is that all right?
Sure.
What was your big takeaway from today's show?
Well, we talked about tax planning and inflation. In my opinion, the way that most folks have saved money is in retirement accounts, right? So, you know, these are two things that could potentially impact the true value of your retirement account. What do I mean by that? I gave an example in the previous segment. Let's say you were living on $8,000 a month net income, and then because of inflation, it jumped up to $9,000. Well, you're going to have to take a lot more out of that retirement account to net that $9,000, maybe $10,000, $11,000, even sometimes $12,000, depending on what's going on. And what if tax rates start to go up? Or what if inflation goes up beyond that? And as you could see, the way that folks saved and the impact of these two headwinds, you need to get ahead of this and plan for this. You need to have a plan that maps out what inflation, how that could impact the bottom line of your portfolio. But I think more importantly, we talked about it as a window of opportunity. You need to start doing tax planning before the tax rates change, and you have the ability to do so now.
And like you said, now is the time, because when the snowball is right now is as small as it'll ever be. And the more it gets rolling down that hill and inflation and taxes keep up, it's going to be hard to stop. So now's the time to do that and to take care of that planning. And like we said earlier, Matt, in the show, how many people come into our office for the first time and they say, you know what, my team or my advisor, they don't even talk to me about tax planning.
Right.
We didn't know this was a thing,
mm-hmm.
right? And their accountant just talks to them a lot about tax sometimes tax preparation, doing tax returns. So all this is so important, but sorry to go.
No, it's okay. No,
go ahead. What was your takeaway from
this? I just wanted to kind of go back to the emergencies and unexpected life events that happen. I mean, you know, we're all dealing with the pandemic, and I think that's something that obviously is affecting us all. And yeah, you can't, you know, that's not something that normally we're talking about 3 years ago saying, oh, we should make sure we're, you know.
Make sure we're pretty ready for a pandemic.
Right, exactly. But the normal things in life are going to continue to happen too, you know, such as, you know, car issues or healthcare. I mean, we do say health is your wealth. And even in non-COVID times, you know, things like long-term care and, you know, whether it's your parents or yourself or whomever that may be, is going to have an impact. Family emergencies are going to have an impact. But there's also things too that I didn't really get a chance to mention is things like market corrections. I mean, obviously that happens sometimes for, you know, legitimate reasons, sometimes just because there's bubbles that form. And if you're selling and sort of, you know, withdrawing money during that, you're putting your retirement at risk. Same idea with things like, you know, which is shocking, but divorce actually is a relatively high number for people in retirement. It's called gray divorce. So things like that can happen, and you just need to have a plan.
And I think too, like we look at all these things that come up over time, and I ask, if you're listening right now, do you have a place, you like a portal that you can log into, see your assets, see your accounts in one place, and have your goals attached to that, meaning your goals of when you want to retire, how much income do you need, what are the tax ramifications? Because if you do, that's great, and that's where you should be. If you don't, my question, or our question to you, is how do you make decisions? Like, how do you decide when to take Social Security at what age? How do you decide if you should do a Roth conversion or if you should wait, and what year you should do it, and what's the best time frame? How do you decide whether you can or should buy that second home in Florida? All these things take true planning. And that's, we've said this for many years in this show, but at SHP Financial, we opened the doors in 2003. And our whole belief and what makes us different is we believe you need a plan, not just a portfolio. And we would welcome you to come sit down with us, sit down with our team, see what a retirement roadmap review would look like in your situation. We're happy to help, but on your end, it just takes a phone call. And that number is 508-952-6316. When you call now and book that visit right now in the next week or two, you'll also get a copy of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap. But call now, 508-952-6316, 508-952-6316. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Examples and illustrations are for example purposes only, and individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and are only used for client meetings.